hear ye, hear ye. The Honorable Supreme Court of Ohio is now open session pursuant to adjournment.
Good morning, and may be seated. The first case on our calendar is 07-525, Reverend Siabu Nadra versus Susan Baugh and Mindy Grote. Mr. Sulis.
Thank you, and good morning, Mr. Chief Justice. May it please the court, I'm Nick Sulis, First Assistant Prosecuting Attorney for the Franklin County Prosecuting Attorney's Office, on behalf of the appellants. And forgive me this morning, I have caught a cold for my children, and I'm fighting that. The case here today presents a very straightforward yet important issue that applies not only to this particular case, but also to the entire state of Ohio, and that is, which is the appropriate statute of limitations for Section 1983 claims that arise within the state of Ohio. Now, the case at bar, not delving into the facts too deeply, but important to point out that the case at bar arises out of a complaint that was filed by the Reverend Nadra back in 2005, arising out of an abuse, neglect, dependency case that she was the subject of. Her child was taken from her on January 2nd, 2002, temporary custody afforded to Franklin County Children's Services, eventually permanent custody awarded in August 20th of 2002. And that was done by the juvenile court in Franklin County. The plaintiff, below the appellee herein, filed her complaint on February 25th, 2005, more than 2.5 years later. So the resolution of this particular case resolves the case at bar and also will resolve a conflict among the various district courts here in the state of Ohio. Now, as the court is well aware, summary judgment was granted to the appellants herein by the trial court below. The District Court of Appeals, 10th District, affirmed that with respect to the state law claims, but reversed on the Section 1983 claims that are arguably articulated by the Reverend Nadra's complaint. It is a position of Franklin County of the appellants herein, and we believe the correct proposition of law that we have set forth, that 2305.10 is the appropriate general or residual statute of limitations that are applicable to personal injury actions in the state of Ohio, and thus to 42 U.S.C. Section 1983 claims. By way of a brief backdrop, as this court is aware, the United States Supreme Court in Wilson versus Garcia did try to resolve the disparity amongst the federal courts and trying to determine which, since Congress had not enacted a statute of limitations for 1983 claims, which would be an appropriate statute of limitations as opposed to what the courts were doing at that time, trying to find an analogous state statute of limitations based on the nature of the underlying claim in a particular case. The court in Wilson versus Garcia, analyzing the backdrop of the history of the 1983 and its enactment in 1871, reasoned that it was most analogous to personal injury statutes, personal injury actions, and determined there that a personal injury statute of limitations, as found in the states, would be the appropriate statute of limitations to borrow and utilize in 1983.
That seems a little incongruous with the action here, doesn't it? Oh, but the Supreme Court apparently had its reasons, and apparently one of the reasons was that the act and the court decided as it did was to prevent some of the southern states from providing very, very short statute of limitations. Is that your understanding?
Well, I believe that was the underlying, the decision in Wilson certainly speaks for itself, but I do understand that, yes, in part, that was providing a remedy, 1983 providing a remedy that the states were either unable or unwilling to provide, and I think in part from some of the southern states. Now, Mr. Chief Justice, I apologize. I don't fully comprehend your comment as to it being incongruous here, because I do believe that the facts of this particular case fall squarely within the rationale While the Reverend Nadra did claim that the complaint, the abuse, neglect, dependency complaint that was filed was fraudulent, in fact, her claims fall squarely within 230510, the general personal injury statute of limitations, because she complains of her failing health, her damage to her reputation, all of which fall squarely within the bodily injury, personal injury statute of limitations. So now the Owens Court, following that, a few years later, the United States Supreme Court once again revisited the issue because of the recognition that several states did in fact have multiple personal injury statutes of limitations. There, the court, trying to resolve the issue, again, once and for all, determined that where there are multiple personal injury statute of limitations, the courts are to look to the general or residual statute of limitations as they pertain to personal injury actions and use that one. Now, they didn't leave this in a vacuum. They did provide guidance. They did provide workable definitions, if you will, as to what they looked to see what a general statute of limitations was or a residual. General, they determined apply to all personal injury actions with certain specific exceptions. A residual statute of limitations, the court reasoned, could be used, and the residual statute of limitations were to cover all actions not specifically provided for, but it must include personal injury actions. We believe that 2305.10 is the general personal injury statute in the state of Ohio and the one that must be utilized for purposes of addressing the statute of limitations in 1983 claims. The 12th District Court of Appeals analyzed this in People's Rights Organization versus State X Rel Montgomery, provided a very compelling rationale for holding that 2305.10 is in fact the appropriate, the general statute of limitations as it pertains to personal injury actions. And it even went so far as to trace the general code provision, the formal general code provisions, tracking it historically. The only two courts that have really adopted 2305.09D as the residual statute of limitations, the 10th District and the 11th District, both focus on the wrong standard, the talismanic language, number one, with respect to the rights of the plaintiff, but they completely fail to recognize is that 2305.09 completely excludes all personal injury statutes of limitations by its reference to the exclusion of 2305.10 to 2305.12. So that is clearly...
Counsel, is there any U.S. Supreme Court case that clearly says when a state has a general catch-all statute of limitations, as we do here, that should not apply?
I believe the Owens versus Okura court did in fact recognize that, in fact, in footnote 12, and I don't have the exact page number, but in footnote 12 of the decision in Owens, it does, and if I may quote briefly, courts should resort to, it recognizes both Wilson. Our decision today is fully consistent with Wilson's rejection of state's residual or, quote, catch-all limitations provision as the appropriate one for 1983 actions. It goes on further to say that you should resort to residual statutes of limitations only where state law provides multiple statutes of limitations for personal injury actions and a residual embraces either explicitly or by judicial construction, unspecified personal injury actions. So I believe, Justice Pfeiffer, that addresses your question. So it is clear 2305.09D, which has been relied on both in the 10th and the 11th districts, it's not a residual statute of limitations, because not as required by the Owens Court, because it completely excludes all other personal injury actions. 2305, nor is it a general statute of limitation, because it just simply doesn't fit the bill, because it doesn't apply to all personal injury actions. Lastly, with respect to the public policy consideration surrounding the application of 2305.10 as the statute, the appropriate statute of limitations, I would point to 2744.04 and 2743.16, both of which provide for a two-year statute of limitations for political subdivisions, for suits brought against political subdivisions. Now, 1983 claims arise under color of state law. I'm not suggesting that 2744 or 43 be utilized as the general or residual statute of limitations. The Supreme Court has indicated that that would not be appropriate. But it does go to show that 2305.10 falls within and is entirely consistent with what the legislature has determined to be an appropriate statute of limitations for political subdivisions that afford plaintiffs the opportunity, the time and opportunity to prepare and present their case, yet still affording political subdivisions the opportunity, keeping it within a narrow time constraint within which that they can actually defend a claim. Now, Mr. Chief Justice, we had agreed with counsel for amicus to share some of the time, and this is within his time. So unless there are any further questions, I thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Sulis. Mr. Small.
Mr. Chief Justice, and may it please the court, my name is Jason Patrick Small on behalf of the state. To briefly address a few points brought up in counsel's argument, first, Section 1988, 42 U.S.C. Section 1988, endorses the borrowing of state statute of limitations for Section 1983 claims, so long as they are consistent with federal law. And Section 1983 claims, for the purposes of borrowing, rules of determination and statutes of repose, must be characterized as personal injury claims. The Supreme Court in Wilson and Owens chose to avoid residual statute of limitations essentially for three reasons. First, that they were not in existence during the time of the enactment of Section 1983 as part of the Reconstruction Era Civil Rights Act. And secondly, they would not be fixed in a way to discriminate against the federal cause of action, that a state's policy in enacting a limitations period for personal injury claims would not be used to govern a specific federal cause of action, one in which the rights guaranteed by the 14th Amendment would be applied as against the state. And third, the four-year statute of limitations here, the residual statute of limitations, encompasses a broad range of claims, not just personal injury actions. Thus, whatever policy in enacting a time period for that statute of limitations must reflect a catch-all mentality concerning it. For these reasons, we ask the court to reverse the 10th District. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Small. The appellee is obviously not here because they did not file a brief, so there's no rebuttal. Case is submitted, you'll be advised of our opinion.